Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. Thank you so much for joining me here today as we dive in and talk a little bit about something you rarely hear on our show, and that is apartment syndication. You're going to hear a great rags-to-riches story, if you will, as the old saying goes, and I think you'll like it. And also, I am happy to announce something very rare. Yes, very rare. We have had zillions, well, maybe not exactly zillions, but quite a few, at least, quite a few people and companies approach us over the years and ask to sponsor the show. And we have said no to quite a few of them because we didn't think they were a fit with our message. But we do think this company is a fit, and that is Renter's Warehouse. I had the pleasure of speaking on a panel last year with their founder, and we met in Phoenix with a bunch of their team members last year. Never quite got a working relationship off the ground. They were working on some of their technology and expanding into some other markets, and we were just busy doing other things. But we're really looking forward to working with this company. It's called Renter's Warehouse. They're an award-winning property management company. They're servicing over 13,000 investors nationwide. They are a Morningstar rated property manager. They deliver unmatched service and transparency. They have a centralized model and a local staff in several markets that provides trustworthy support across many markets. Now, they are not in every single market that we're in or every single market we've been in, but they are in many of the major markets. So, for example, if you own a property in, say, Chicago and you live in New York or California or Washington State or wherever, you can feel rest assured that they're going to take good care of your Chicago property or a property in any of the other markets. They track all aspects of your property, and they never try to profit on maintenance or repairs. Plus, you enjoy a flat pricing model and tenants that are warranted up to 18 months. So go check out renterswarehouse.com/Jason. That's renterswarehouse.com/Jason for a special offer and learn more about them. We're really excited about working with them and happy to have them as a sponsor for the show. And maybe in the near future, we'll have them on the podcast to talk about things in more detail. Okay, so the market is hot. And listen, I know a lot of you get discouraged. I totally understand, because you go out and you pick out properties and then boom, they're gone. I know the feeling. It's tough. It's tough out there. But look, that means that properties are obviously in high demand, and they're in high demand for a reason. That's because so many people in the market think the deals are good. Now, there is a distinction here. Of course, you know, I talk about this frequently, how you must subdivide. You must divide markets up into three categories: linear, cyclical, and hybrid markets. And so I'm going to play a short CNBC video clip for you here in a moment. And this is in a cyclical market, as you can tell. Those markets are even crazier. Look at, I spent the vast majority of my real estate career in the cyclical markets in Irvine, California, Newport Beach, California, Tustin, South Orange County, Mission Viejo, Aliso Viejo, Laguna Niguel, all of those areas, Foothill Ranch, Ladera Ranch. I sold many, many properties, and then I owned a real estate company after I was a regular agent that sold many, many properties in those markets. And of course, you know, about 12 years ago, I sold that company to Coldwell Banker, and that was the impetus for me getting into this business, becoming a financial services firm for real estate investors, because I just found that when you wanted to be a nationwide investor, when you wanted to invest in the most historically proven asset class in all the world, it was pretty hard to do on your own. At least for me, it was pretty hard to do on my own. And so basically, I got into this business and created a whole company and a staff and a team and a process and a business model around this business so that I could be my own first customer. And that's exactly what I was. I was the first customer of my own business. So that is kind of interesting how big discoveries come out of needs. What do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention, right? Is that the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. So that's why I started this business, and it has been a great ride, and we thank all of you for your support over so many years and so many thousands of transactions and so many properties that you've purchased. So we really appreciate that, and we will continue to do whatever we can to be a vital part of your wealth-building team as we help you build nationwide real estate portfolios in those good, conservative, linear markets. And maybe from time to time, we'll get off into a hybrid market, but probably not these crazy cyclical markets. So my point being here, if you think it's difficult to get a property in Indianapolis or in Memphis or in Little Rock or in wherever or in Oklahoma City or any of these markets or Jackson, Mississippi or any of these markets that you see at jasonhartman.com in the properties section, well, it would be even worse and even more crazy if you were in some of the cyclical markets trying to buy a home. And you know what? Don't buy a home in those markets. Rent your mansion. It's a much, much better deal. It really is amazing. By the way, well, let me play this little video clip for you here. And I can't quite get it to queue up and start right at the beginning. So what Diana Olick with CNBC says when she starts is she says, the market is red hot. Properties are flying off the shelves. And here I am just going to play this the low-tech way right off my computer, and we will listen. It's only a minute and 20 seconds.
Especially at the entry level, as millennials finally start to move into their home buying years. And even the new spring listings are not enough, not even close. We went to a Sunday open house in Burbank, California yesterday. It already had three offers before the real estate agent even opened the door. And when he did, more than 100 people came through.
I've been selling real estate for 25 years, and this is the strongest seller's market I have ever seen in my entire real estate career.
The house was listed at $780,000, which is considered entry level in the LA area. It drew a lot of renters looking to buy but getting outbid. One young couple we spoke to had already lost out on another home.
We actually bid over asking pricing. Yet it went way over asking price, I'm guessing, with waiving of contingencies being one of the things. So we could waive contingencies as much as we like place.
And that's one of the biggest issues for first-time buyers. They don't have a lot of cash. They're mortgage-dependent, so they cannot waive the appraisal contingencies. And in most cases, homes today are not appraising as high as the sale price. That means buyers have to make up the difference in cash. And cash, my friends, is king in this market. Back to you.
Okay, so did you hear what Diana Olick with CNBC said about how buyers have to make up the difference in the appraisal price? And folks, I know that some of you listening are thinking, well, gosh, I had to do that too in, you know, one of the markets that you're buying in as an investor, not the crazy Burbank or Los Angeles market. And that is true. Sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes, though, that appraisal is saying maybe you shouldn't do it. And each situation has to be evaluated on an individual case-by-case basis because, again, real estate is a very fragmented business. We all know and we all understand that.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
We've talked a lot since the election, since the surprising win of Donald J. Trump. And we've talked about how I believe and I predict that that will stimulate the economy dramatically. Well, many would argue that it already has as Trump approaches his first 100 days in office. That is has certainly happened, right? But today in the news, you are seeing a lot of news about how Trump wants to reduce the corporate tax rate for owner-operated businesses. Now, I don't know exactly how they define that, but think about how insane, I mean, not insane from a bad way, but how insanely incredible and fantastic this would be for the economy if it happens. He wants to bring the tax rate from 35% down to 15%. 35% down to 15%. Now, who knows if this will ever happen, if it'll ever pass, if it'll ever be signed into law. I don't know. But look, folks, at least, love or hate Donald Trump, at least you've got someone who is a business person in the White House for the first time in a long, 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 long time, okay? At least you've got that. And look at this. Think about how much, look at, if you are affected by this and you make $200,000 a year, for example, and you have an extra $40,000 a year to put into the economy, let's keep an eye on what the Trump administration does here, but no matter what, I'll just bet you, taxes are going down. Maybe they're not going down by 20%, but they're going down. Okay, we are going to see a tax reduction and some better tax law under Trump, and that's going to be really, really good for all of us. Hey, let's get to our guests. Let's talk to Joe Fairless, a friend of mine and a good guy, and we'll learn a little bit about apartment syndication, his rags-to-riches story, and be sure to check out jasonhartman.com for properties, educational products, real estate software on the resources page, and we will talk to you on the next episode, which will be Flashback Friday, handpicked for you, coming up in just 2 days. All right, here's Joe. It's my pleasure to welcome back a returning guest, and that is Mr. Joe Fairless. I've been on his show a couple of times, and this is his second time on mine, and he has a phenomenal story about his success and his startup as an apartment syndicator, and so let's just dive into that. I want to talk about this. He's controlling now $130 million worth of real estate in Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and Cincinnati, and all through syndicating multifamily properties.
Companies. Joe, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Jason. I'm doing well. Nice to be on the show.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. So you started just not too long ago. Give us an idea as to your startup story. First of all, what attracted you to real estate?
I was in advertising, working in an advertising agency in New York City. And I'm originally from Texas, but moved straight from New York City to Texas. From Texas to New York City.
The other way. Yeah. That's what I thought.
And I was making $30,000 a year as a junior project manager. So clearly.
Well, Joe, $30,000 in New York City goes a long way, right?
Yeah, I was rolling in the
yeah.
dough. Rolling
you were a baller.
Yeah, exactly. And so clearly I didn't have any money to invest in real estate or save. But as I progressed, I was able to save money and I ended up becoming the youngest vice president of a New York City advertising agency. My salary was like $150,000 plus bonus. So as I progressed, I was able to save money and I needed to figure out what was I going to do, because one of the things I did while I was working in advertising living in New York is I got made fun of by my friends a whole bunch. And the reason why is because I stayed in my apartment for 9 years, even though all my friends around me were upgrading their apartments, living alone. I had a roommate from Craigslist. I had like 7 different roommates from Craigslist over those 9 years. And I had a dorm style refrigerator, no living room, but my rent was the same and it was low relative to living in New York. So I was able to save more money than most people would be able to with the money I was bringing in. And I bought my first place in 2009.
Okay, so before you go on, I want to ask you about that first place. But folks, this is what I always talk about. Being willing to delay gratification, that is the sign of foresight and intelligence and self-discipline that will ultimately bring you success in life. You know, there are people who spend money and squander their money on the appearances of wealth, or there are other people like Joe, our guest today, who actually saves his money or saved his money to buy the things that create wealth rather than give the appearance of wealth. Joe, all of your friends were doing the appearance of wealth thing. That's the common path. But you did not take that path. You lived way below your means, and certainly $150,000 plus bonus at an ad agency is still not rolling in it in New York City, because I know how expensive it is to live there. So what was your first property?
It was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. Might be 2.5 bath, but 4-bed, 2-bath. Bath-ish house, bought for $76,000, down payment all in. I was at around $20,000 because I had to put 20. Where? In Duncanville, Texas, which is 15 minutes south of Dallas.
Okay, and so that was 2009, all right?
That was 2009, in hindsight, a very, very good time to be buying in Dallas.
No question.
2009. And by the way, before I bought that house, I lost my earnest money, about $1,000, because I messed up. My real estate agent messed up. I don't exactly remember what we messed up on, but clearly it was not paying attention to the contract. And that was a big hit. It still would. Well, it wouldn't be a big hit for me now, but it still would. It would burn a little bit if I lost earnest money, $1,000, $2,000 on something. And that happened, and it delayed me. So I was ready to buy in January, but I didn't actually close on something until October. So it took me 10 very, very long months to find the property and then to actually close on it. And then I went from one single family house in 2009, bought another a year later, another a year later, another a year later, ended up getting 4 single family homes. The fourth one was not good. It was more of a fixer upper. I was living in New York City. It was in Fort Worth, Texas, and I didn't have the right team in place. I ended up probably about breaking even. I sold that home because it just didn't meet my model. But the 3 homes I still have today. But I realized quickly that, one, I was apathetic towards my advertising agency responsibilities, and two, I wasn't going to get rich off of buying these one-off single-family homes at the frequency in which I was buying them. Therefore, I decided that I need to look at either – I need to do something different. So I went to a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I went to a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar, 3-day seminar, and they taught
me. And let me guess, you met Ken McElroy.
No, I didn't meet Ken.
All right. But he's been on the show a couple times.
Okay, cool.
And spoke to our group before. Yeah.
Although I think I have read one of his books, I ended up, as soon as I walked in, you know, my chest was puffed out. I thought I was very, very experienced real estate investor, when in reality, the first thing they said when I walked in is, you're not going to get rich on single family homes. Now, that's debatable, because I've interviewed people who have gotten rich off them, but they said,
well, you know, what does rich mean? That's
right,
all relative.
It's relative.
So
you've
got to define that.
So,
yeah.
So they said, do mobile homes or apartments? And I was not familiar with mobile homes, so I gravitated towards apartments. I was living in an apartment at the time, and I started studying apartments, and that got me into the apartment world. And simultaneously, I was, as I mentioned, I was apathetic towards my full-time job, and I eventually left the advertising industry, and that was in January of 2013. And now fast forward to what I've set 2017, and I've got 8 apartment communities, Houston, Dallas, and now we have one in Fort Worth, Texas, under contract, and over $130 million worth of apartments that my business partner and I have.
Okay, so your business partner and you got into syndicating apartment buildings. Now, how did you start that? I mean, like, what did you do first? Did you find a property and then go out to some people you knew and say, hey, you know, you want to throw in some money on this? Or did you first create a private placement memorandum and then find a deal? I mean, give us the insight into that.
Well, it's what I did and then what I should have done. So I'll tell you what I did. And then,
that's fine. Yeah,
I'll tell you what I should have done. What I did is I was looking for properties. Even though I didn't have the money lined up, I had some initial interest. And really what sparked my or what motivated me to press the gas is I was teaching a class in New York City while having my full-time job on how to invest in other markets where the numbers make sense, because I had a lot of my advertising friends say, what, you have a house, you have two homes, you have three houses, how are you able to do that? You work in advertising and these homes are not in the state. So I ended up teaching a class, and one of my oldest brother's friends, he heard that I was teaching this class. He's like, hey, can you just send me the PowerPoint? I want to take a look at it. I'm interested in getting the real estate. Well, he looked at it.
So what was the title of the class? Like, what was the class on?
How to become financially independent while keeping your full-time job.
Okay, and that was about single family homes or apartments?
That was about single family homes. I wasn't in the apartment world yet.
Okay, got it.
And I taught probably about 40 or 50 in-person classes with groups ranging from one of my friends to about 10 people. So they weren't big classes, but it was just something that I was doing on the side. And this gentleman, my brother's friend, his name's Kelly. Kelly said, hey, send me the info. He did. He said, this looks interesting, but if you ever do something larger, let me know. So I was like, wait a second. Okay, maybe I have a customer before I have a product, because I'm in the advertising industry. I know about marketing, and that is the best business model. When you have customers demanding stuff, and he wasn't demanding it, but just to make the point, when you have customers seeking something out, but you don't have enough product or you don't have the product. And that's what really motivated me. I was like, wait, I got something. So I even though he was on board, the properties I was looking at were much larger, and I thought, you know what, I'll just find the money if I find the property. And I eventually –
That's a leap of faith.
It is a leap of faith. And you know what? It eventually panned out. I did find the money from investors, and those investors I met through I knew through my existing network, which was advertising. So I was advertising coworkers that I was a captain of a flag football team. So one guy who only knew me through playing flag football in New York, he invested. I had three roommates, two in college, one post college. They invested, and
So give us the numbers though. Like, how much was this first deal? What was it, and how much did they invest?
6.3. So it was the master lease. It's a little unique. 6.35 million. That was the purchase price when we exercised our option to purchase. The amount that was raised was $843,000, but the disclaimer or the asterisk is that I had the brokers put in their commission to get more of a down payment for the property. And it was like $317,500, I believe. And they got 25% of the deal, which is a little bit less, I believe. I think they got watered down a little bit in the total equity. And then we did a master lease with 168 units.
Okay, so now that begs the question, because people are asking, what is a master lease? So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Master lease, the listeners might have heard of a land contract, and it's similar to a land contract, but if you haven't heard of either one, I'll tell you what a master lease is. Master lease is basically leasing the property from the current owner and taking over all of the income. So you receive all the income, but guess what? You also have to pay all the expenses, including the debt service. And the objective, or the reason why you would do a master lease, is if there is a owner who has a property that they have a prepayment penalty on, or there's a yield maintenance or defeasance. Basically, they can't sell the property without having to pay a large fee to the lender. Then this is an opportunity for them to exit the property and you to enter the property as the master through a master lease and take over operations. Now you.
Right. Because you get around a prepayment penalty, which big commercial loans often have those, and they are huge, by the way, you know, when you're talking big properties. And so you don't transfer title to the property. You just basically become the master tenant and have a bunch of the subtenants, just like if you were the owner, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And you become, it's sort of a triple net concept too, in a way, because you basically become responsible for everything in the master lease, right?
Yeah, everything. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So what else do you want people to know about the master lease? Because that's an interesting, creative way. You know what I'd be curious about, Joe, is have you ever heard of a lender? You know, there's an old principle in the legal world, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck, you know, no matter what you call it, right? Have lenders ever tried to call that loan and say, pay us the prepayment penalty, I wonder, with a master lease?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say earlier, is there are downsides to a master lease and things to watch out for. And one thing that I watched out for, thank goodness, prior to closing the master lease, is I read the loan documents. A wise man.
Yeah, yes.
I actually delayed closing at least 2 weeks. Because after reading the loan documents, it stated something to the effect of, if you do something like a master lease, you better get the lender's approval. And I wasn't about to bring in, you know, my investors' money into a deal where that could have just been wiped away because the lender wants to take the property back, calls the note. So what we did is we notified the lender and we got written approval from the lender. So that's a great point that you mentioned, and that we that for anyone interested in doing a master lease knows, because I've interviewed people who do talk about master leases and the amazing benefits of it. Very rarely do they mention the due on sales clause or the lender going back to take it. Usually they say, oh, well, the lender, how would the lender know? Or they never do that. What they wouldn't do that if the property is performing. That's a lot of risk with, large apartment community. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can get by with that with a single family house worth $30,000. It's, you know, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
So many people, you know, we have clients that come to us with this stuff all the time, and I'm sure you have investors that come to you, and it's like they saw the guy on late night cable TV, they went to a seminar, and they all just massively oversimplify it. It's such a crime what some of these promoters out there do, you know, in just massively oversimplifying this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot involved, and you're also in a vulnerable position when you do the master lease because you don't own the property, and the lender is going to be really focused on the person who's personally guaranteeing the loan, and that is the person you're doing the master lease with, if there is a personal guarantee. And so there's three parties involved, and when you do an exit or when you have a contract that has to be reviewed, let's say you're selling the property, then you're going to have three sets of attorneys that are needing to review and approve and agree upon everything. You're going to have the buying group's attorney, you're going to have your attorney, and you're also going to have the current owner's attorney. And so if you don't like lawyers, then
this is not your business.
This is not, yeah, well, this is not your business, but yeah. This type of approach, I mean, it might not work because there's a lot involved. So it is not a simple tactic, and holy cow, I looking back, why did I do it on my first deal? I don't know. It just made sense for that deal, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend it be on your first deal because it is more advanced. Now, all of our future deals since then, I mean, I have 8 apartment communities. They have not been on master leases, nor would I do a master lease again because I think with the interest rates now, where they're at, who knows where they'll go, but where they're at, we're getting good financing, and we approach it more traditionally. But that was just how I got in the game.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff. Okay. How did you learn to syndicate though? Like, you know, and did you just go to an attorney and have them draft the private placement memorandum, or, you know, what did you do? You know, there's sort of a lot there to know about things that, you know, did you sort of have another person's document that you used as your model, or?
I had a consultant that I hired, yeah. And I brought him on. In addition, I befriended a real estate investor who was doing syndication in New York City, and I happened to meet a developer who's based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I met him at a conference that I had gone to previously, and he helped me out, and he shared documents and attorneys and contacts with me.
Good stuff. Okay, so that was the master lease deal. Now, did you dispose of that property yet, or do you still own it? Or lease it, I should say.
Yeah, right, yeah. We sold that property, and the next 8 properties that we bought. So I did that first one. Here, the interesting part is I did the first one on my own. And what I recognize, and this is how, because a lot of people wonder, you know, how did I scale so quickly? And I think that's, I imagine a lot of listeners want to know that too. And how I was able to scale so quickly was on the first deal, I did it all myself. I mean, sure, I had property management partners and lenders, et cetera. But I did it. I put together the PPM with an attorney. I put together, the property management team, et cetera. When I realize is I have talent, or I'm skilled in one or two things. I'm specially talented in maybe one to two things at most. And in other areas, I'm lacking the experience, or I am not an expert in. And so what I did with deals number 2 through 8 was I partnered with my current business partner now, and we formed a company, Ashcroft Capital, and that has grown the business tremendously, because my focus now is on raising money and making sure we have the equity for every deal. Versus his focus, he has a more traditional background where he did asset management for $500 million worth of apartments. He's been in the industry for 10 years doing multifamily for a larger company, and he does the asset management / underwriting, primary underwriting. And that's the key for anyone out there looking to scale their business. The key is to identify your special talent, know what you want to focus on, what you're good at. And that's helped us grow Ashcroft Capital to where it is today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, good. Well, you know, maybe there's just something I haven't asked you that you want to share with the group, and, you know, feel free. Just I'll let you have it.
For anyone who wants to do multifamily syndication, I'd say the first thing you want to do is know the foundational elements of the business. And I've got a free guide that I'm happy to give, apartment resources guide with a bunch of free resources and podcasts like Jason's on there. You can email info@joefairless.com, and it gives you all the bunch of free resources that helped me get up to speed when I was starting out. And you know, it'll help you too. Also, multifamilysyndication.com has a bunch of videos and content for people to take it to the next level to learn more about it.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today, and I just wish you continued success. You've really got an amazing story, and it just shows how real estate in any form, I mean, you can, you know, I always like to say you can make money in anything. There's not one answer. You know, I wouldn't be investing in retail right now, for example, because of the retail apocalypse we keep hearing and reading about. But certainly there are people who make money doing retail properties, right? I like housing. I like apartments, single family and mobile home parks. Those are my favorite. Self-storage probably being the fourth, although I've never owned a self-storage, but I have a mobile home park and a couple of apartment complexes, and then a bunch of single family. But, you know, you can make money in any form of this business, industrial properties, whatever. You've just got to specialize and focus and be very, very careful of the market and the overall situation out there. Anything you want to say to that before we sign off?
Nope. All good.
Okay. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guests' opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.